This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, February 5, 2009. Grace to hear. The scripture is 1 Kings 8, verse 41. Elijah said to Ahab, "Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain." Meteorologists often track storms moving across the region, estimating when they will pass by. After the Mount Carmel showdown, Elijah simply said to Ahab, "There is the sound of a heavy rain." Elijah's servant went to look 6 times and reported, "There is nothing there." But after he looked the 7th time, the servant said, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." Finally, a blip on the radar screen. How did Elijah hear the sound of a heavy rain when there was nothing there? Elijah heard the voice of God, and that whisper announced that a great storm was on its way. Jesus, when speaking in parables, often said, "He who has ears, let him hear." Jesus also urged the churches of Revelation 2 and 3, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." People who struggle with physical hearing loss realize what a gift hearing is. But an even greater gift is hearing God speak. As Jesus said, "Blessed are your ears because they hear. Many prophets and righteous men longed to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Today, God does not whisper weather forecasts in our ears, but we can hear Him in His Word every day. Have you made use of the grace to hear? Would you pray with me? God of all grace, open our ears so that we may hear your voice today, whether in the midst of storms or in quiet times. Please speak to us and help us obey. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.